I'm Jack Lessenberry. As a firm believer in the ideology of rational behavior, I have plenty of problems with the Democratic Party in both the national and state level. Nationally, all of the three most often mentioned presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and even Elizabeth Warren, are extremely old by political standards. Were any of them to take office in 2021, there would be the oldest new president ever to be inaugurated. Then there's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who's older still than any of them, and is sort of the Leonid Brezhnev of the Democrats, someone in office so long they become a symbol of stagnation and unwillingness to change. Michigan Democrats have been frustrating too. But based on events in the last few days, I have to wonder whether a significant number of Republican lawmakers have difficulties with, well, sanity. Consider this, within barely a month, this nation had two massacres by berserk gunmen, one killing 59 people, another 26. Republicans in the Michigan Senate believe the proper response to this is to allow people to carry concealed weapons everywhere in formerly gun-free zones, schools, churches, daycare centers. They passed a package of bills that both do that and prevent schools or any other public body from forbidding guns. Every Republican senator except Troy's Marty Nolenberg voted for these bills. He objected to not allowing places to opt out if they chose to. True, the bills would require those with concealed pistol licenses to get 8 hours of additional training before packing their hidden heat into a formerly gun-free zone. But over in the House, Speaker Tom Leonard, a man who wants us to elect him Attorney General next year, thinks nobody should have to get a permit or any training whatsoever to carry a concealed weapon. He led the House to pass a bill ending the training requirement early this summer. That bill hasn't yet become law. It wouldn't surprise me if the House passed the Senate package and stripped the training requirement out. Harry Frank, a retired professor from the University of Michigan's Flint campus, loves guns. He owns them, collects them, and kept a revolver in his office on campus. But he thinks what these latest bills would do is nuts. The prospect of an inadequately trained person confronting an active shooter in a school setting is terrifying, he told me. As it is, he believes Michigan has troublingly superficial requirements for getting a concealed pistol license. Frank, who spends a fair amount of time in New Mexico, thinks we should adopt their rule that a business owner has the right to forbid guns in his or her establishment. There, a sign doing that is the force of law. I've known a lot of police chiefs, and I can tell you that they almost unanimously oppose bills like these. As Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick, himself a former teacher, said in a vain attempt to stop this craziness, real life is not an action movie. Fortunately, there's some real hope Governor Rick Snyder will veto these bills if the House does pass them and they reach his desk. He vetoed a similar bill 5 years ago. It might make sense for citizens who have concerns to let his office know how they think.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.